No Commitments by Simon Brett, starring Rosemary Leach as Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte.
All right. My name is Victoria Franklin, Mrs. Victoria Franklin. I brought my 16-year-old daughter, Emily, down to a memorial service here, whence she was abducted by a man in his 50s. His name is Jeremy Lee. He is driving a grey... ...off the car, arrest him and rescue my daughter. Oh, for heaven's sake, of course he's not armed. Well, good heavens, don't you know how to do your own job? It's perfectly straightforward. You put out a calling all cars alert and you simply stop every grey Ford Scorpion in the Kent area until you find him. All right, I'll wait for your call as soon as possible. Thank you. Honestly, Anna, all these public services are the same these days. Grotesquely inefficient and manned by people who only started the job on Monday. They didn't really seem to take me seriously.
Well, they must get a lot of calls, and it's hard for them to judge which ones are genuine.
Come on, Boris. Come on,
you spoil that cat.
Maybe.
Anyway, the police didn't seem to realise the urgency.
Listen, so far as the police are concerned, you are just another distraught mother ringing up after an argument with her daughter.
We didn't have an argument.
Oh, come on, you did. You and Emily have been having a permanent argument for the last year.
I think you're being very insensitive, Anna, given the fact that my daughter has just been abducted.
I don't think she has been abducted.
Well, where is she then? She's not here.
She must have gone off on her own. I mean, the local pub's open all day in the summer. She might have gone down there for another drink.
Another drink? But why? Why would she do that? Do you think she's alcoholic?
No. She drinks just to make a point. Look, Victoria... At the moment, Emily's one aim in life is to antagonise you.
But why?
Because it's a stage she's going through. She's reacting against the kind of expectations you have of how she should behave.
But I don't do that. I don't put any pressure on her. I don't. All I want is for her to grow up as a nice person with nice vows and a proper sense of values.
Now, what is a proper sense of values?
Well, being nice to other people. Not getting in with the wrong crowd, dressing smartly and not chewing gum in the streets. And then I just wanted to get very good A-levels, go to the right university, do well, and eventually marry someone suitable. I mean, is that a lot to ask?
Well...
And how anyone can have the nerve to say I put pressure on the child, I just don't know. And now she has been abducted by some ghastly Lothario in his 50s. I mean, wouldn't it be dreadful if that was Emily's first experience of sex?
I wouldn't worry about it.
But I do worry about it.
For a start, I doubt if it would be her first experience of sex.
What?
And for another thing, if she is with Jeremy Lee, which incidentally I doubt she is at no risk at all.
What do you mean?
He's all talk.
Hmm?
Delia told me all about him. He'll chat up anything in a skirt, but when it comes to bed, and Delia found this out by hands-on experience, he is completely impotent.
Oh. Oh, my God.
What's the matter now?
I was just thinking how awful it would be if that was Emily's first experience of sex.
Come on in, Emily, darling.
Oh, thank you, Auntie Charlotte.
Oh, for heaven's sake, love, we're beyond Auntie. I'm just Charlotte, please.
But Mummy always...
Your mother, much as I love her, yet it has to be said, hopelessly old-fashioned. She'd really only be happy if she'd been born in the Middle Ages. Then she could just clamp you into a chastity belt and have done with it. So no aunties. I want you and me to be just two girls together, right?
Great.
Well, I'm going to have a drink. Wash away the taste of that vile elderflower at the memorial service. Get you something?
But it's the middle of the afternoon.
So? Middle of the afternoon, middle of the night, before breakfast? Who cares? I suppose your mother and father just let a drop of alcohol pass their lips till they've heard the last chime of 7 p.m.
Well...
Here, Emily, you are not in Colditz. If you want something, you have something when you want it. That's how I always operate.
Mummy would say that was selfish.
Well, it isn't. It's being oneself, respecting one's own priorities, allowing one's own personality to develop. You going to have one?
Actually, I still feel a bit dozy from the last lot.
Go on, hair of the dog. Always helps.
Thanks. Oh, it is relaxing being with you, Charlotte. You just don't care about anything.
Oh, now that's not true. I don't care about anything that doesn't matter. I do care deeply about things that do matter.
What do you reckon does matter?
Ah, love. Having a good time. Being oneself. Not just following in the ruts of everyone else who went before. Daring to be different. Not caring what other people think about you. And again, and above all, love.
Do you know, Mummy would disagree with you on about every single one of those things.
Would she? Really? Well, it's strange, isn't it? How different two sisters' lives can be. Well, three sisters' lives, really, except Anna hardly counts because she hasn't really got a life.
What do you mean?
She spent all her time looking after her parents till they died, so her personality just sort of trickled away. And there hasn't been much sex around for her, as far as one can tell. Not even much love. So hers is a sort of wasted life.
Hmm.
I just couldn't imagine a life without sex. Still, I'm not made that way. Oh, and anyway, then there's sister number three. Your mum, Victoria Franklin, the Gauleiter of Beckenham.
What's a Gauleiter?
It's some sort of Nazi boss thing.
Oh.
And then there's me, the youngest sister. The one who, thank God, has managed to break out of the straitjacket of our upbringing. The sole free spirit of the entire family.
Yeah, you're great.
Ah, lovely. So, where shall we go tonight? Hit the bright lights, eh? Pub, restaurant, club, what do you fancy?
But it's midweek. I've got to go back to school tomorrow.
Oh, Emily, darling, you have so much to unlearn. In the great scheme of things, who cares if you miss a day's school?
Well, I've just been suspended for 3 days.
So what were you suspended for?
Drinking. Well, having a half bottle of vodka with me.
Good for you. I was an absolute disaster at school, you know.
Were you?
Oh, yes. Much more interested in boys and living than all that dreary old A-level crap. And look, it hasn't done me any harm, has it?
No. The thing that really bugs me about Mum...
Oh, no,
sorry.
Don't worry. I chose this carpet specially so that white wine wouldn't show on it.
Did you? I was just thinking, I can't imagine Mum doing that.
No, well, she'd deliberately choose a carpet that showed every tiniest mark so that everyone who came to the house could see how religiously clean she kept it.
Yes, she would. And she'd never have just watched me spill something like you did. You know, like it didn't matter. She'd go into major overdrive and...
You're right, love.
I do feel sort of a bit wasted, actually, when I stand up.
Well, look, why don't you have a little sleep, eh? I'll wake you before you go out.
Oh, I'm a bit too tired.
Don't worry, love. We won't be hitting the bright lights till about 9.
Well, you know, 9 o'clock's the time Mum and Daddy start thinking about going to bed.
Well, there you are. Go through to the spare room, darling. Just flake out.
Okay, thank you. Oh, just let me give you a hug.
Of course, sweetie.
You know, you're great, Charlotte. Wish I'd been born with you as my mum.
Oh.
No, you're really great. You're the perfect mum.
Sweet of you to say so.
Oh, what about Giselle?
What?
Your daughter.
Oh.
Won't you be coming home from school soon?
Yes, I'd forgotten.
Will it be all right with her? I mean, if we go out this evening?
Oh, yes. I'll fix for her to stay with a friend.
Great. Okay, see you later, Charlotte.
Sure. Hello.
It's me, Anna.
Oh.
Suddenly occurred to me, you haven't got Emily there with you by any chance, have you?
What?
She said she thought Emily told you she was going with her.
She didn't. She didn't think that at all. She deliberately lured my daughter away. She knew how worried I'd be, and she just did it to hurt me.
Why on earth would Charlotte do that?
Because she's Charlotte. Spoiled, vindictive little brat. She's always been the same. She once took the elastic out of all four of my petticoats when I was going to a young conservative hop. She has a streak of pure evil in her, that girl.
Victoria, don't make such a big thing of it.
It is a big thing. Charlotte is totally irresponsible. The idea of her recommending her lifestyle to my daughter is just... It doesn't bear thinking of. I mean, look at the way she's brought up Giselle. She's ruined that kid's life.
Oh, hardly.
Giselle may be a precocious little drama queen, but her life hasn't been ruined.
It's only a matter of time. Bring up a child like that, and in later years they'll be prey to drink, drugs, promiscuity.
Emily's just been suspended for drinking.
That was an isolated incident. Emily is at least being brought up to know right from wrong.
So I would have said it yourself.
Maybe, but Charlotte's ideas of right and wrong are different from my ideas of right and wrong.
In what way?
My ideas of right and wrong are right, and Charlotte's ideas of right and wrong are wrong.
Ah.
I must go.
Where are you off to?
I'm going up to Pimlico to rescue my daughter.
Here we go.
Victoria, what on earth are you doing here?
I've come to fetch my daughter.
Get you a drink?
No, thank you. And there's no use denying Emily's here, because I know she is.
I wouldn't dream of denying she's here. And I'm not surprised, you know, because I thought she told you she was coming.
You know she didn't tell me she was coming.
No, I don't know that. There was such a confusion with everyone leaving at the end of Delia's wake, I just assumed she'd mentioned it.
And if she had mentioned it, do you think I'd have let her come here?
Why? What's wrong with here?
Well, it's the middle of term time.
Good Lord, so it is.
May I ask what you were proposing to do with my daughter?
Just help her relax.
Oh, really? And why do you think you can help her relax better than her own mother?
Listen, Vicky. Emily's stressed out.
Stressed out?
She just needs a bit of time to regroup, to find herself.
Oh, God, don't start that psychobabble with me.
It's true. All I'm proposing is that Emily spends the weekend here with me and just unwinds a bit.
She's perfectly capable of unwinding at home.
She isn't. Home just winds her up tighter.
And anyway, when you talk about unwinding, do you mean it in the sense that you usually unwind?
Well?
By getting drunk and picking up unsuitable men.
Oh, now that's unfair.
Well, unfair to the men, certainly.
Victoria, I...
Where is my daughter? Where is Emily?
Here, Mum.
Would you get your things together, please, Emily? We are going home.
There you see, Victoria. The minute you clap your eyes on her, you start ordering her around. She's not a child. Treat her like an adult, capable of making her own decisions, and you might get a better response.
Oh, really?
Yes. Go on. Ask Emily, as if she were a mature adult capable of making her own decisions, whether she'd rather come home with you or spend the weekend here with me.
But this is stupid and pointless, Charlotte.
Is it? Or is it just that you're afraid you know what her response to the direct question would be?
No, of course it isn't. Look, I'm her mother, for goodness sake. Our house is her home. Of course she'd rather come back with me.
If you're so sure, then why not ask her?
Well, it's...
Go on.
Oh, all right. Goodness, this is stupid. Emily, would you rather come home with me or stay here for the weekend with Auntie Charlotte?
I'd rather stay here with Charlotte.
Oh. Oh. Well, I better go. Give me a call to let me know when you are coming home, darling. Goodbye.
Oh, Giorgio, you are awful.
No, it's true, Miss Graves.
Oh, don't believe a word he says, Emily. Oh, sorry, should have introduced you. This is Giorgio, who runs just about the best Italian restaurant in London. Or do I mean the world?
Oh, Signora Graves.
This is my, my friend, Emily.
Enchanted, Signora. Such a bella, Signora.
Oh, thank you. You like the dress?
Oh, but see... I recognize it, or no?
Yes, Giorgio. It's one of mine that Emily's borrowed.
Bellissima.
We had such fun getting dressed. And you see, we've really gone to town on makeup.
It's true. Very beautiful. A beautiful pair of twins.
Oh, Giorgio, you're outrageous.
No outrageous, just a truthful.
I was just telling Emily how many famous people you have coming here, Giorgio.
But of course, famous, yes. Many showbiz people, and like Signora Graves, many of them come in here with people they shouldn't be coming here with.
Oh, Giorgio.
But they have no worries. Giorgio, very discreet.
Are there any famous people in tonight? Well.
Not tonight, no.
Not yet.
Later, perhaps, other famous people, apart from Signora Graves, of course.
Oh, Giorgio.
And her beautiful friend, Emily. Is that right?
Yes.
And you are a model, yes?
Well, no, not exactly.
The thing is, if you don't lay down the ground rules from the start, you can just trample all over you. I mean, did I tell you about this lover I had called Patrick? Well, he was
Yes, you did tell me about him, actually, Charlotte.
Oh, well, I didn't tell you everything about him. I mean, he had a really nasty streak. You know, cruel, potentially quite violent, but I wasn't having any of that. I said, any of that stuff, and it's all over. But the thing is, he was absolutely besotted with me. I mean, really worshipped my body. Just couldn't get enough of me. And the thing was... And I said, I don't want to be the cause of your marriage breaking up. And he said, I don't care about my marriage. I don't care about anything except you. I just want to spend the rest of my life making love to you. Every minute of the day. Well, as you can imagine, I was a bit... Emily? Emily. Oh, really?
Giorgio, can I have the bill, please?
Come on in then, Emily, love.
Oh, thank you. I think if you don't mind...
Must check the answer phone. Lifeline for a girl like me, you know the answer phone. Because I'm out so much, of course. Number of times I've come back to find a message that has very significantly changed the way I've spent the rest of the night.
Oh.
Well, what should we do now?
Oh,
should
we go to bed, Charlotte? Night.
Huh. So, I thought it'd be a good idea if we had lunch, you know. It's important that you make an effort to get out and about.
Force yourself.
Sorry? I know you never make a fuss, Anna, but your life must be pretty grim.
Why?
Because... You're not married. I mean, you haven't any children. Mummy and Daddy are both dead, and now you've lost Delia.
Oh, I see.
Which is why I suggested lunch today.
You suggested it?
Yes.
To get me out of myself.
Exactly. You see, I've got so much going for me.
Like what?
Well, I'm a very enviable lifestyle, and you know the children, and so is Roger.
Oh, isn't there, Jess?
So I shouldn't come moaning to you about my problems.
Why not?
Because I haven't got any.
Ah, good. Fine. Lucky you.
I have the advantage of a stable background, and so I shouldn't be selfish about it.
You mean you should share your stability with others less fortunate?
Well, sounds a bit pie, but I suppose that's the way of putting it, yes.
I see. And today, I'm the less fortunate person who has drawn the short straw.
I didn't mean...
Have you heard from Emily?
No.
Well, it's only Friday.
No, I haven't heard anything from her. Anna, you'd never try and take Emily away from me, would you?
No, Victoria, of course I wouldn't. Just wait for it, Boridge. You are a greedy boy. There you are. Hello?
Anna?
Yes?
It's Emily.
Oh.
And Charlotte was really bad tempered this morning, just because I woke her up at 9.
I see.
And I had to wake her up because I was hungry, and there wasn't anything in the flat for breakfast. Well, except for a couple of fromage spray that were well past the sell-by date.
Not spray at all, in fact.
And then Giselle came back from her friend's house.
Ah.
I'd forgotten what a pain Giselle could be.
Yes.
I mean, she's so undisciplined. Charlotte lets her do whatever she wants, and then loses her temper with her because she goes too far. Giselle really is awfully badly brought up.
You know, for a moment, it could have been your mother speaking then.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It's all right. I don't think you're going to end up a clone of Victoria.
Please, no.
It is possible to have elements of your parents in your character and still be yourself, you know.
Is it?
Oh, believe me, it is.
Well, thank you for coming to pick me up.
No problem. You want another burger?
No, thanks. Might have an apple pie in a minute.
Right. Give that time to settle.
Yes. No, but I mean, thank you for coming, because...
I know. You wanted to get away from Charlotte, but you didn't want to ring your mother.
Right.
Because it would look like a climb down on your part. Or like you were homesick.
Or like Mummy'd won.
And
You don't want to go straight home right now?
No. So what do you think I should do?
I tell you what. You ring Victoria as soon as possible.
Oh, look, I'm not going to have her ranting on at me.
Wait till I've finished. You ring Victoria. Don't tell her where you are. She'll assume you're still at Charlotte. And tell her you'll be home about 5 tomorrow evening and that you'll go to school as usual on Monday.
But what will I do?
You'll spend the rest of the weekend with me, if that's all right.
Please, thanks.
Only one thing.
What's that?
Don't tell your mother where you've been.
Why not?
Because otherwise she'll start accusing me of abducting you. And I just haven't got the energy for all that.
No, right. I know exactly what you mean.
I often come here.
On your own?
Sometimes on my own, sometimes with people.
Oh.
I do know people, you know. Your mother and Charlotte seem to think I live a pathetic kind of hermit's existence, that I've lost my last link with humanity.
Does it worry you that they think that?
It's no skin off my nose. I don't really care what they think.
That must be great, really, to think that.
Certainly saves a lot of heartache.
I mean, Charlotte says she doesn't care what people think. It sometimes seems everything she does is just for effect. You know, see how people react.
You have a very shrewd assessment of your aunt.
And as for Mummy, she doesn't do anything without taking a Gallup poll on how nice middle-class people are going to react to it.
Why do you think that is?
Because she's a hopeless snob.
Hasn't occurred to you that she might be so insecure she hasn't the confidence to do anything without the backing of the middle-class majority?
Oh, come on. Mummy insecure? She's the most assertive, dogmatic, bloody-minded woman I've ever met.
Oh, maybe. Incidentally, you speak of her as Mummy all the time. Why, when you're talking to her, do you keep calling her Mum?
Because it makes her furious.
Oh, well, that's good enough reason.
Fine. You know, it's strange. I can talk to you.
Why is that strange?
Well, I don't really know you. At family gatherings, Mummy's always shouting and Charlotte's going way over the top. And you're just sort of quiet.
There's no law against it.
No. I think what's relaxing about you is you don't seem to demand a reaction all the time.
Oh, some things don't need a reaction.
Tell that to Mummy. And Charlotte. Do they try to find out what you're thinking all the time?
No. Fortunately, they're not sufficiently interested.
You know, Anna, you are remarkably sane, considering...
Considering that I've never been married, I don't have any children, I spent most of my life looking after my aging parents.
Yes.
And that, in the view of my two sisters, sex has never played much of a part in that life.
Well, yes.
Well, they're welcome to think of me as inexperienced.
But you're not.
I think of myself more as discreet. But then that's not a concept either of them would understand.
No.
What's worrying you at the moment? It's sex.
Why should it be?
Well, it clearly isn't drink. I mean, that's only a symptom. It'll cope with the schoolwork, all right. The options are running out, and sex seems a reasonable deduction.
Well, yes, it is, actually. Well, there's this boy. I love him. I do love him. And he wants me to go to bed with him. And I want to, but, well, you can imagine. And if Mummy found out, she'd go into major.
So, you came down on the train?
Yes, I can manage public transport. I am 16, Mum.
Mummy! And did you have a good time with Charlotte?
Fine, thanks.
What did you do?
This and that.
She showed you the bright lights, did she?
A bit, yeah.
I wish you'd say yes.
Leave it out, Mum.
Emily, don't you... So, where did Charlotte take you? To a club? Theatre? Restaurant? What?
We went to a restaurant.
What was it like? Was it very trendy? Was it Quaglino's? She didn't take you to the Groucho Club, did she?
No, Mum, we just went to this Italian restaurant round the corner.
Round the corner in Pimlico? And just an ordinary Italian restaurant?
Yes.
Oh! And did you meet any of Charlotte's lovers?
Hello?
Charlotte, darling, it's me!
Vicky? Giselle, could you turn that music down? Turn that bloody music down!
Hello, Vicky, what do you want?
Oh, I just rang to thank you for having Emily over the weekend.
No problem.
No, thank you for giving her such a lively time.
Well?
Showing her the bright lights. That Italian restaurant, Giorgio, sounds great fun.
It's unpretentious, but, you know, very friendly.
Mmm. It sounds just like the Trattoria Milano in Beckenham.
Oh.
Oh, that's extremely nice. Or if one's not looking for anything too special. Very reasonable, too. Oh, and Charlotte, I was so sorry to hear from Emily that you haven't got any lovers at the moment.
Oh, come on, Mr. Savage.
Come on, to answer the phone. Hello?
Hello. Is that Anne Rowlands?
Anna Rowlands, yes.
Oh, this is Jeremy Lee. We met at Delia Hughes' memorial service.
Oh, yes, of course.
Listen, most bizarre thing. I've spent the last 2 days being questioned by the police about the abduction of your niece.
What?
Yes, and they then started asking me about a whole series of unsolved sex crimes against young girls.
Oh, dear.
And I just wondered, have you any idea what might have made them suspicious of me?
No, I'm sorry, Jeremy. I've no idea at all.
In episode 2 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte. Lisa Coleman played Emily, Ronald Herdman, Jeremy, and Dominic Letts, Giorgio. The music was composed and performed by Elizabeth Parker at the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Paul Schlesinger.